Yeah, well, for a bottom of the table clash, it was quite a good game. A lot of tries scored, and I think we just nicked it at the set piece. Got a couple of decisions, stole a couple of balls on against the throws, and converted our opportunities when we got them. So, pretty tough, really.
Considering the way sort of Worcester had a lot of the ball the first 20 minutes, were you worried at that point how your side were playing, or just
chances? No, we were ill disciplined. The count was 7-1, I think, at half time against us. So we're lucky to go in the lead, into half time in the lead, if, in that situation. So we tried to rectify that at half time. But again, you know, we played some good rugby. We finished some good tries, and I thought, you know, Sam James, McGuigan played particularly well in the backs, and McGinty, to be fair, and Bryn Evans controlled that line out pretty well.
Was it sort of set piece in the end, because the scrums were so solid, your line-out was working well today, we kind of got you over. I know there was a couple of clinical finishes, but that seemed to be where you...
Well, I think our defence was good. I think Geno took a couple of wrong options early doors, but that our intent and our physicality was good. So it was just getting the right man. And they obviously worked on us because they knew our wingers are up quick, and that missed ball beat Denny a couple of times, but... You know, once we sorted that out, once we got our lazy forwards off the deck and getting them around the rooks, then second half it was totally different. They would struggle to score in those areas if it was 15 on 15.
With AJ, obviously 20 points last week, he only missed one kick this week as well. And he looks like a confident player. Do you see that in him? He's sort of growing into the shirt a bit.
Yeah, I think he's a player who has taken a little longer than we thought and he thought he would do to adapt, but... He's like a kid at school doing fractions. You can't do it for weeks, and then all of a sudden he's clicked it, and he plays in the team like that now. He's going flat to the line. He's always been a good defender and a good goal kicker. So no, I'm really really chuffed for him because he's had a difficult year.
And a try for Mike Haley and Byron McGuigan, like two really clinical tries. Do you feel there's more of the backline beginning to come into form now?
I think Byron's try was an individual bit of brilliance. Saw the space behind Chip and Chase and a brilliant pickup. If you watch it again, he picked it off the deck. And Mike, we'd worked all week on this on our stab moves, we're an inside ball in midfield because they've got some big forwards, and Mike managed to show his skills on the dance floor where he probably moves his feet more often than he does out there and went through to score under the post. So a great bit of skill.
On the Newcastle at the moment, I think when he left, they were losing. Is just sort of, is it getting above them, then sort of looking now to finish as high as possible?
No. I think we've got four. We had four games, and we want to try and win them. We've got some tough ones. We've got Gloucester away, which will be really tough, and we've got Bath at home and Leicester away. So, you know, no easy games. But again, if two of the clubs are at the bottom three. Can play rugby like that and show that endeavour, then it shows how strong the competition is.